currently African countries are facing a very big challenge, especially for the transformation of their economy from agrarian to the industrialized status. This is a very big challenge for Africa region, particularly two-thirds of least developed countries located in Africa. The big challenge is that under the transformation from agriculture to industry, there's lots of requirements like logistics, road, electricity, water supply, and also the training for the regular workers.
In July 2016, the General Assembly proclaimed the third industrial development decade for Africa. It adopted a resolution that called on UNIDO to lead the industrialization process. Why was UNIDO given such a central role?
UNIDO is a sole organization focusing on the industrial development among the UN agencies. UNIDO has the experience for so many years. After 50 years, it accumulated a lot of experience on how to support the industrial development in member countries, especially developing countries. Also, one of the most important issues I really would like to emphasize here is 2030 Development Agenda, SDG Goal 9, is focusing on the inclusive and sustainable industrialization, infrastructure innovation, which is really incorporated UNIDO's mandate, inclusive and sustainable industrial development.
So how does UNIDO promote inclusive and sustainable industrial development in Africa?
Among the most of the operations we support in Africa, like agro-industry, also environmental protection, renewable energy, those cover a wider range of the projects in Africa. Most importantly, since 2013, we, based on the request of the leaders of Africa, they would like to have industrialization. So we work together with the World Bank, African Development Bank, and jointly develop a strategy to support a country's industrialization